Welcome to your food for thought for the week. I'm Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. In case you haven't noticed, our nation continues to grow. In fact, over the past 45 years, our nation has continued to grow, and I'm not talking about numbers. Since the 1970s, Americans have increased our daily calorie intake by over 200 calories. And unfortunately, most of those calories are in the form of high carbohydrate foods and beverages. Our liquid calories coming from beverages are especially bad because they don't even help us make us feel full. Another reason for this increase has been we are surrounded everywhere by processed food, typically sold in oversized portions. While I don't expect everyone to give up processed food completely, it would help your health, your wallet, and your waistline if you ate them in moderation. In fact, it has definitely become an epidemic. So much so that the American Medical Association decided to classify obesity as a disease, specifically a chronic disease. It is easy to figure out how much we've grown in size because we simply consume more calories than we burn. So making sure we as a nation are getting our physical activity is important. In addition to physical activity, it's important to have more home-cooked meals. We understand that everyone's schedule has changed in the past 45 years as well, and we are mainly two-worker households or single-parent households, which has meant more time eating out and less at home. However, eating more meals at home as a family will help your family watch out for those oversized portions, reduce the amount of calories, as well as provide leftovers for the next day. And when your family is done with dinner, why not take a stroll around the block and get a few more steps into your day? Parents need to remember that they are, in essence, a gatekeeper of nutrition. The food decisions that you make send messages to your children. Therefore, the best way to teach them about nutrition and how to make healthy eating decisions is to model good, healthy behaviors yourself. One of the best ways is to get your kids to try new things is by involving them in the kitchen, asking them what are some foods that they would like to try. Recently, I was teaching a program in some schools in Granville County, and I asked the children, what fruits and veggies have you not had that you would like to try? And they named a couple of them that, surprised me, but I was able to drive into Durham to go to Whole Foods and find a couple of these things so that I could give them an opportunity to taste test some of these fruits and vegetables. Most of them, thankfully, were available at my local grocery store. But by doing that, whether they liked them or not, it encouraged them to try new things. And I think that all of the students walked away with a new fruit or veggie that they enjoyed. Cooking will also teach them self-sufficiency and is always a useful skill to have as an adult. Otherwise, the only thing your children will know is how to order takeout or to go through the drive-thru. In the past 30 years, the rates of childhood obesity have doubled and even tripled for youth ages 2 to 19 years of age. In addition, the cost of healthcare is steadily increasing. One of the myths I often hear about food is that it's too expensive to eat healthy. That could not be further from the truth. It's much less expensive to buy ingredients for lasagna than to go out and buy lasagna from a restaurant. And the portions will be much bigger when you cook, so that you often have leftovers that will save you money for lunch the next day. And one thing about your finances is you're going to pay for it sometime or another. I would rather pay for it at the grocery store instead of paying higher healthcare bills later because I'm suffering from diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or having heart health issues. During many of our health and nutrition classes, I often hear stories of people who started eating better and exercises, losing weight in the process, and then their health problems go away, and they don't have to take as much medication. This is my hope for all of you. If you need more information about upcoming programs that we have at the Extension Office, you can check us out on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and our handle is @PersonGranvilleFCS. This is been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.